Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk Day. I, as usual, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for November 26th, 2019. And this is our last full episode for the year, so strap in. Now let's talk about TV and streaming news. First up is probably my favorite piece of news for this entire episode, and that is Survivor. Chuck Palahniuk, one of his first four books is titled Survivor, and it's about a guy who survived a death cult, not unlike Jonestown and such, and how he becomes this weird, like, social celebrity and kind of the antics involved therein. And it just got announced that Francis Lawrence, who directed I Am Legend and Constantine, he told Slash Film that he just purchased the television rights to this book. Back in the early 2000s, this was going to be made into a movie, and then there are certain things that happen in the book that made it really undoable after September 11th, so that idea died real quick with the falling of those towers. And so now that we're so far removed, it looks like we can make this into a some sort of entertainment. It's not going to be a movie this time, it's going to be a series, but Chuck Palahniuk is always a win. Much like William Gibson, Chuck Palahniuk is always a win. And then we finally got the title for the new Walking Dead spinoff series. It's going to be called World Beyond, and it's going to be taking place years into the future. And it's following kids. We've really covered everything else that we know about this show already right here on the Nerd News Headlines. So there's not really much else that we need to talk to aside from the fact that we got a title finally. Now let's move into movie news, and in movie news, Channing Tatum looks like he's not going to get to make his Gambit movie, so he's moving over to the Max, the Vertigo comic that has been around since the early 90s. It is apparently going to be produced. He's not going to be starring in this one, but Channing Tatum is going to produce this movie. Though it is uncertain if it is going to be a movie or if it's going to be a series of some kind. So, I mean, I could have put this in TV news technically, but I don't know. I feel like because Tatum wanted to do Gambit as a movie, that the Max is more likely to be a movie. But who knows? Gambit could still potentially happen if you want to believe the hype. Next, we are talking about Godzilla vs. Kong. This is the movie that we know is happening, though it seems that it got pushed back about 8 months into November. The new release date for Godzilla v. Kong is November 20th of 2020. So there you go. Next, we're talking about a Mark Ruffalo thing that there is actually a few rumors tied to, but the verifiable piece of news is Mark Ruffalo at Tokyo Comic Con told the audience that he has had a conversation with Kevin Feige about doing a Hulk versus Wolverine movie. Though likely because Universal owns the rights to the Hulk movies. Hulk owns the Hulk movie rights, I guess is the way I should have said that. It will likely be a Wolverine movie that will be that will also feature the Hulk. That's all of the verifiable news, and we'll get into the rumors in the rumor mill, because there's a couple of interesting pieces that really don't have anything to do with Mark Ruffalo. So next we are talking about the Batman, which there's also rumors surrounding the Batman, but we did get another casting announcement for the Batman that has some really interesting implications. John Turturro, who you should remember as the Jesus from The Big Lebowski, and also Jesus Rolls, I believe, is the spinoff movie that they just did. He has been cast as Carmine Falcone, which leads into a lot of people and this isn't rumors that we're going to be talking about. People are speculating that maybe Matt Reeves really is, to some degree, adapting The Long Halloween, which would be kind of freaking awesome. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk Today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or check out the website nerdylegion.com for all of the other podcasts that have to do with such things. Now, let's get into the rumor mill, and then we're gonna be done with the episode. All right, so, rumor mill, we're going back to Hulk versus Wolverine. So the rumors are not attached to Mark Ruffalo because, according to the rumors, this is a project that is going into production eventually, and it will be the Immortal Hulk version of the Incredible Hulk. So it won't be the normal Hulk. It won't be Banner. It will be, Amadeus Cho will be the Hulk, according to the rumor. Also, it's going to introduce us to Alpha Flight, which is a group that Wolverine was closely related to, and it will also show Alpha Flight's relationship with Weapon X. So that's very, very interesting. And the rumor actually has a timetable attached to it. We are apparently approximately 4 years out from seeing this movie. No word as to whether or not this will be the introduction to the X-Men in the MCU or not, but it does sound very interesting. The next rumor is another callback to earlier in the episode we're talking about the Batman. Apparently, it is being pushed back about a month because Robert Pattinson can't get bulky enough for Matt Reeves' taste. He is just too little to be Batman right now. So they're giving it a little bit extra time to see if Pattinson can follow through and be a bigger Batman, a la, you know, Ben Affleck, because Affleck was swole. Next, we're talking about the Justice Society of America. Say what? Yes, Black Adam is going to be not only our introduction to Hawkman, but also the Justice Society of America proper, according to the rumor. Next, we're talking about the Snyder Cut. I know. I said I would never talk about the dang thing again. And here we are, two episodes later, I'm talking about it again. But with reason, because apparently, according to this rumor, the fans won. We're going to be seeing the Snyder Cut on HBO Max, if this rumor is to be announced, is to be believed. The announcement for this will likely happen sometime in February or March, according to the rumor. Next, we are talking about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. There are rumors saying that we are not only going to be introduced to the U.S. agent, but also to Battlestar, and this will be their introduction into the MCU, and then potentially we will see a series surrounding one or both of them, potentially one series for the both of them because of their close relationship to one another. Next, we are talking about some video game rumors. First video game rumor is that Rockstar's next big project is not going to be an existing intellectual property that they already have. It seems they want to break out and go medieval on our butts. This is from a less reputable source, so kind of take this with a giant grain of salt, because a lot of these rumors come from more reputable sources, but this one I just thought was too fun to pass up. And then our final rumor for the episode is that Activision is in fact developing remakes of the first two Tony Hawk's Pro Skater games. That one I think is kind of a gimme at this point, where we're in such a nostalgia area in pop culture that really makes a lot of sense. I feel like this rumor has a lot of legs. But that's what we got for rumors, and aren't they just so juicy? Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus really a bunch of other nerdy stuff, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you in about a week and a half for the rumor mill for the rest of the year.